For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The federal government is in its 10th day, and in an interview on Fox, the president has doubled down on his willingness to have incoming Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer join him for talks on the subject.
Oh, they could have come over any time. I spent Christmas in the White House. I spent New Year's Eve now in the White House. And, you know, I'm here. I'm ready to go. It's very important. A lot of people are looking to get their paycheck. So I'm ready to go anytime they want. No, we are not giving up. We have to have border security. And the wall is a big part of border security, the biggest part.
The Democratic leaders, who are out of town on holiday breaks, claim that the president never told them he wanted to meet, and that he never actually invited them to come and discuss the shutdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people, and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to Medishare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of Medishare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why Medishare is so popular. Go to Medishare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. Medishare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Senator Elizabeth Warren has taken the first major step toward running for president. The Massachusetts Democrat is forming an exploratory committee for the 2020 campaign.
I'm going to build a grassroots campaign. It's already got people from all across this country who are going to be part of it, and together we're going to make change.
California has a brand new animal welfare law.
How much is that doggy in the window?
On New Year's Day, California will become the first state to ban the retail sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits, unless they come from a verified shelter or rescue group. The law was passed about a year ago in an effort to shut down the operation of so-called puppy mills, where animals are bred in less than humane conditions for profit. Under this new law, sellers in California could face $500 fines for each banned animal up for sale. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Law enforcement agencies across the nation are warning people about the deadly consequences of celebratory gunfire. John Clemens reports.
Usually around the 4th of July and right before New Year's Eve, law enforcement agencies issue a warning about the dangers of firing a weapon in the air in jubilation. Anyone who fires a gun in a public place without a legitimate reason, protecting yourself or shooting in a firing range, runs the risk of killing or injuring someone else even miles away. Some states have laws on the books that include prison time with hefty fines for firing a weapon in the air. I'm John Clemens.
CNN has announced it will air a bittersweet, nostalgic tribute to Gilda Radner on New Year's Day. Here's more on the story from USA's Rick Vincent.
Gilda Radner was an original member of NBC's Saturday Night Live, and her comedy inspired many who came after her. Love, Gilda is a documentary directed by Lisa Diapolito to be aired on CNN on New Year's Day. Here she highlights the struggles Radner faced.
Even when she was struggling with her eating disorders, there was always a sense of humor. You always wonder if people are funny in real life, and from what everyone told me, Gilda was really funny, and in her journals and her audio recordings, she was really a unique and different person.
She died from ovarian cancer in 1989. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com.